get Freshwater to commit to his side and try to hit him once he's committed. To no avail, as he's seen it the whole way. 13:47 to go in the second period. 1-1 hockey game. Tune Express and the River Kings. Blocker side faceoff with Diamond and Zachary Holling. Battling at the blue line, a little screened out there, can't see it. Puck comes back below the goal line. Around the boards, Thames lifts the puck up, Holling, 2-2. And that was passed through the slot. Everybody was clear of that. Trying to hit a home run pass, and they do. And Diamond on the doorstep was Nelson, and he couldn't get there. That was a home run pass and a good setup. Just couldn't finish it off. As 13:10 remains in the period, battling in the corner. Screened out a little bit, centering, cross ice to Nelson. Nelson, shot, tipped up high in the air by the defense. Chevy Alexander, sharp angle shot, real quick. And that was turned to the corner by Freshwater. Rapid sends a puck around the boards. Chevy Alexander tries to hold it in. Screened out at the moment. A lot of collision down and along those boards. Puck comes loose behind the goal. Williams, Coxsoy, and can't hold the zone as Nelson. He's got a rush to get there because there's a little bit of a rush for Express, but picked up. Coxsoy behind the goal, set up, trying to get to Black, and a bounce off the boards. And there will be an icing. 12:20, time of the whistle. And there will be a faceoff coming up to the blocker side of Shaw. 1-1 hockey game. It's been a good one. Tough goal play. Good power play opportunities. Power play kills done a good job, but it's been a clean game, knock on wood. Only 3 penalties, 2 for Rapids, 1 for the Express. Trying to set up a tic-tac-toe. Big collision by Nelson over Strachota. But Thames able to get the puck and back into the offensive zone for Northwest. Northwest located up in Spooner. Puck sent in, turned away by Shaw. Thames. Shot, bouncing puck behind the goal. Buldick trying to pass up ahead to Black. That's sent back in, bouncing puck, and it's cleared. And that will be another icing against Rapids. There's whistle at 11:41. Coming all the way back into the Rapids zone. That will be a faceoff to the glove side of Shaw this time. Last night, the Express outshot Rapids. And so far tonight, doing the same as Fazeta. Shot right into the chest of Shaw. He couldn't cover it up. Shot goes way over the goal into the glass. And now trying to spin around. Green opportunity. Shot wide of the mark there by the Express. That was Jacob Alexander. Shot goes behind the goal. Firing a lot of rubber up on net. Just not getting him to fall. As the Express puck comes back out to blue line. Held in. Shot sent in. Bouncing puck. Stopped by the defense in front. Nelson trying to skate. Get ahead of steam. Trying to pin the puck down deep. Allstrand's in for a little bit of a line change. Allstrand pinned up in the corner. Puck dragged out of there by Jacob Alexander. Cross ice, Buldick gets there first. Tries to clear it out, bouncing puck back to Diamond. Diamond, he's got to skate behind his own goal. Slams on the blade, breaks, comes back up. He's being harassed, being pushed, being poked. As all Diamond comes up. Ilian, Allstrand down there too. Skating around, tried to center it high in the slot. Ilian, he couldn't get a stick on it. Now the Express the other way. As Duchesne playing some tough defense, but Holling gets a puck back. Puck slides in on Shaw. Bounce back behind the goal. Playing the body tough. Officials letting them play, as I appreciate them doing that. As 10:20 to go in the second period. Buldick up ahead to Ilian. He can't get the puck to stay. As Allstrand can't get there either. Bringing it up the other way is Sorensen, and there's your whistle. Shot sent into the belly of Shaw. 10:08 remaining in the second period. 1-1 game. Express, 24-13 shot advantage. That's not something that has happened to Rapids too much this season.
Yeah, I don't know if Rapids have been shot out for more than maybe two games of the season, one of them being last night. And I think that that's just an issue with what's going on right now. We're coming out a little bit flat-footed in each of these periods, and then we had a good bounce back in the first. But we'd want to do that a lot quicker in the second here.
There's a little bit of time sent through. I think Shaw had a little bit of a gear issue, but puck sent out, neutralized as we are officially through halfway of the game. 9:52 left to go, second period. Puck bounced around, picked up by Mateo Ruffalo, trailed by Ryman, or by Byman, excuse me. Sent in, right on the doorstep. That was a near opportunity there. As Ruffalo sends in Rister right into the glove of Freshwater. And whistle at 9:31 remaining in the second period as both teams going for a line change. And there will be a face-off. We'll see which way they decide. And they go blocker side, I believe. And they do. As that'll be Preston Lundbohm going up against Byman. Going around the goal, picked up by the Express. Getting a full head of steam is Zachary Holling. Intel Zeta sends one in. Gloved by Shaw, and another whistle. 9:14 to go. And I'd like to thank everybody for watching on Black Bear TV and listening on 105.5 FM WIRI. Seth Habiger back in the studio doing an awesome job. And then, of course, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Thanks for joining us. A shot sent in, bouncing puck. That just goes wide. That could have been catastrophic there. A shot sent in, another one right into the glove of Shaw as he's getting a workout tonight when he might not have the last few games. 9:06 to go, second period. Rapids, they're getting pushed hard here by the Express.
And Deacon Shaw really holding down the fort.
He's proven his worth, I mean, for last year and this year. Shot up into the netting. As I was saying, Shaw, he showed his worth last year. I'd have to go back and figure out his stats from last year, but they were solid, and he proved to be one of those big key factors on how Rapids made the North Division Championship Series against the Squatch. But he's definitely holding Rapids in this one, as Freshwater is for Express. Just a matter of who's going to blink first. As puck controlled by Rapids, but sent back all the way around by the Express. Under 9 to go. As puck sent all the way down and on goal, so Freshwater's got to play it. As Express trying to regroup, as it's almost looked like they've been on the power play for a while as they've controlled the play. Nice poke check there by Nelson to get the puck back out to neutral ice. Allstrand and Diamond trying to buy a little bit of pressure here on the forecheck, but Ilian has it neutralized, and he's got to reload, get everybody back on side. Diamond has it, pass to Allstrand, then up to Nelson. Try to center it, bouncing puck, send into the corner. Chevy Alexander sends it behind the goal. Diamond giving pursuit, comes back up to neutralize. Allstrand, back to Chevy Alexander, right below us. And Ilian gets a bit of a collision. He's trying to get back up. As is Olsen, and the puck sent all the way around the boards. Stopped by Shaw. As he plays it up. Williams can't quite clear it on that as it comes all the way around where Olivia Buldick up, plays it off the boards, looking for Ilian, took a weird bounce. He wasn't able to get there as the Express trying to mount an offensive attack. They are now, as Strachota comes up near side, fires sharp angle shot, turned away by Duchesne. Puck comes back up, neutral ice. Williams has it. It's going to be a 2-2. Now the Express have numbers, and there's an offsides being whistled. 7:23 remaining in the second period. 1-1 hockey game, as there will be a faceoff coming up. Neutral ice on the far side of the rink. We will see who faces off, as it will be Byman up against Zachary Holland. Davich, far side, near side, to Kazeda. Korobenkikov with the puck, battling behind the goal, getting tied up by a couple Express players. 7 minutes to go in the second period. Picking the pocket was none other than Ruffalo, but he was not able to come up, and there's an icing. 6:53 remaining in the second period. It's been a very efficient second period. Both teams going up and down the ice, but I would say the Express have really controlled the style of play, getting a lot of shots off because they've put up 20 by my count in the frame.
Yeah, 26-15 is not a shot count you want to see on the boards if you're Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, it's not a shot differential that they've typically see over the years of watching them and recording on them. No matter who the coach is, whether it's Coach Heckman or his predecessor, Marty Porters, no one, they just don't get outshot like that, but that's a tip of the cap to the Express. They're doing something. They're putting Rapids in a vulnerable spot. As Ruffalo battling, trying to look for an icing. No icing there. 6.5 to go in the second period. Bouncing up, neutral ice. Fortunately for Rapids, Riley Duke was there. Calzada, nice hit and open ice. Trying to bounce up. Skavich touches it up. Higgins racing down with Duke. Korobenkikov sends a puck back up. Everybody on sides. 6 minutes to go, second period. Neither team really getting in a flow right now. A lot of neutral ice play. Transitional play. Rapids holds zone by Higgins. Skating, sent in. Off the glove and leg of Freshwater, and he covers it. 5:52 remaining in this second period. 1-1 hockey game. Very, very disjointed as neither team with a real strong possession. And my definition of strong possession might be different than yours, but not a lot of shooting opportunities. It was just going back and forth.
No, not at all.
Diamond battling across the way against Lundbom for the faceoff. And that's controlled by the Express. Neutral ice, Lundbom tried to center it. Diamond back up ahead by Ilian. And there will be an icing call. One said no, one said yes, and they blew the whistle. So yes is the answer. And there will be a faceoff coming back down to the Rapid zone. Back down it goes. It will be to the glove side of Deacon Shaw. And another Lundbom diamond exchange. As Ilian tried to flip it up ahead to Allstrand. Puck comes back down. Chevy Alexander right below us. Tries to send it up ahead. Nice collision. And now it's a 2-2 break. Thames trying to get around the defense. Slides in on Shaw where he covers it. So another faceoff coming to the Rapid zone. Both teams holding their cool, just keeping focused on the play at hand. Faceoff coming again to the glove side of Shaw, Lundbom, I think Duchesne. We'll see if it'll be Diamond. Duchesne skated through. Faceoff won by Allstrand, then wrestled away from Lundbom. He sends it around the boards. Ilian bumps it up, neutral ice. Diamond takes a swat at it, sends it back down to the defensive end for the Express. Lundbom can't get there. Duchesne went, thought about it. Thames not able to get there. Sent in down deep. Duchesne skating, being pushed against the boards, being harassed a little bit. Duchesne brings it up past half ice. He dumps it down. Allstrand takes a seat on the bench. Out goes Williams. Held in, Buldick shot in, and that goes around the boards, and now back out neutral ice. Rapids has to regroup. 4:45 to go, second period, 1-1 hockey game. Here at the rink in Wisconsin Rapids, puck sent way behind the goal through the air. As Ryan picks up a loose puck, high slot, shot, get all of it on it. As another one sent in, and he lost it as he covers it again. The initial save was made, then lost the rebound, but covered it with his glove. 4.5 to go in this second period. 1-1 hockey game. Both teams bringing it. 26-17 shot advantage. The Express over Rapids. Nice crowd on hand. Maybe not quite as packed as it was last night, but it's still a quality crowd. As a faceoff coming to the glove side of Freshwater, sent right on in, and he covers it. So another whistle at 4:26. And it'll be Ryan up against, I believe that was Jacob Alexander. Puck tied up in the corner. Can't really see where it was. Now it goes out neutral ice. Racing forward is Fletcher and Duke. Sent up neutral ice, and that should be an icing, but no, they're going to wave that up. Now they call it. It took them a while to put their arm up in the air. No faceoff coming back down to the Rapids end. 4:04 to go in the second period.
A little bit of miscommunication from the refs there on the past few icing calls.
Yeah, that was one where I was waiting for the whistle. I'm like, well, maybe not.
Yeah.
So they play through, face off on the glove side of Shaw, tied up in the corner right by the beer garden. Alexander, he fakes near side, goes behind the goal. Shot from the slot, loose puck cleared out by Nelson. Now there's going to be a race for the puck and another icing. 3:47 remaining in the period, still 1-1. Real disjointed here as of late. Can't skate more than 15 seconds without a whistle. At least there's no, you know, knock on wood, the penalties. Both teams playing clean. Can't argue with that as now the faceoff comes. And you got Alexander up against Ryan. Puck sent back around the boards. Duke with it. Behind the goal, using the boards, going for Avery Black. He couldn't get there, picked up by the Express, sent through the slot, no one home. Sent in, bouncy puck, and a goal! Sent in on a sharp angle, I don't think Shaw saw it, and there you have it, the Express go up 2-1. It was up 2-1, time of the goal, 16:31.
Just one of those awkward bouncing plays that are tough to read as a goalie. A very unfortunate bounce on Shaw, and I think he's really hoping that his team can bounce back here and end these last 3 minutes a lot stronger than their first 17.
Face off controlled by Rapids. Jacob Alexander on the assist, while Braden Choda was able to get the goal. So 16:31 time of the goal, Braden Choda gets the goal and the assist to Jacob Alexander. So there is a whistle on a cover of a loose puck by Freshwater, excuse me. So faceoff coming to the glove side, controlled by Rapids. Ruffalo stops, spins around. Try to center that pass. Bouncing puck again in the corner. That bounces out to Nelson at neutral ice. Nelson up ahead. Byman sends it down low, but back to neutral ice we go. Thames brings it up into the zone. Picked up by Nelson. Nelson sends it up ahead. Ruffalo touches it up. Lundbohm, Korobankov right below us. Well, it's Chevy Alexander. Rapids trying to break up now. 2:42 to remaining in this period. Express up 2-1. As the number of shots they put in on goal, that pays off after a while. 2.5 to go in the period. Shaw sends back. That got intercepted. That could have been dangerous. Mikhail Ilyin picks it up on the far side. Lofts up ahead. No icing. Plays in the corner is Olsen. 2:13 to go in the second period. Allstrand up against the boards on the far side. Ilyin able to hold it in. Bouncing puck to the far corner where the Express aim to pick it up. They do, but they do clear it. Duchesne sends it back down for Rapids to attack. Under 2 minutes to go now. Puck behind the goal. Picking it up now is Underhill, trying to get the puck advanced. Underhill up to Thames. To Shane. Around the boards to Bullock. Bullock up to Ilian. He can't hold it on the stick. He's now the Express trying to skate up. No diamond. He avoided a collision. As now the Express bring it up in the zone. Shot turned around by Duchesne. And now it's cleared up to neutral ice for Kel Zeta. He's able to send it down, but now Duchesne sent up to Ilian. Ilian breaks into the zone, drop pass back to Diamond. That got deflected up front. Ilian down low to Baldick. Took a hit by Kel Zeta. Kept playing. Tried to center. Couldn't do that. 1:10 left to go. Pass back out to the circle. Ilian dropped down low. Nice shovel pass. Loose puck in the crease. And it's covered up by Freshwater as now there's some pushing and shoving as they're pushing on Diamond as he was there trying to chop that puck loose. 1 minute exactly remaining in the second period as both teams getting in there, getting some pushing and shoving in. Be rest and see if there will be any penalty call. I think there is.
I really like that offensive zone time from the Rapids there. I think there's a lot more pressure deep in the zone than there has been earlier in this game, and that led to a pretty decent scoring opportunity.
That's going to be interesting to see what they call here. Is they got the door open on the Express box, and I think they're going to allow one in Rapids too. I think it'll be matching penalties between Diamond and Tumbring. Yep, matching. Roughing penalties. Time of the goal, time of the penalties, 19 minutes, as that will be Diamond and Tumbring. So, still playing 5-on-5. Matching penalties. So, matching penalties here. 5-on-5 yet. As face off to the blocker side of Freshwater. And now the Express trying to get out of the zone. Now Rapids clears it, get back on sides. 49 seconds left to go, second period. Rapids trailing 2-1. This third period is going to be intense if you are a hockey fan. So keep listening or stop on down to the rink. See it for yourself. Is on the far side. Shot sent in by Korobankov. Bouncing puck in the slot. Loose. Where's it going? Knocked down. Shoved over on top of Freshwater. And they got a whistle. As that was Byman who goes down on top of Freshwater. That was an intentional. He got checked up on top of him. As they blew the whistle, got them out of there. And now a line change for the Express.
But once again, a lot more pressure around that crease area. Putting a lot more effort into it is Freshwater with those in tight scrambles.
27 seconds go, second period. Rapids down 2-1 as Korobankov going up against Zachary Holling. Faceoff goes through the slot to the other side. Moskevich sends it up ahead, looking for Birch. Or Chevy Alexander gets there first behind the goal. Puck goes all the way around. Underhill holds his own, sends it back down. 10 seconds to go. Tried to center it. Too much body pressure inside. 5 seconds to go in the frame. As Korobankov breaks it in the zone. 1 second, and there's your horn. As there's a nice collision on the far boards. And officials go in there right away to break it up. As that will be how the second period ends, with the Northwest Express holding a 2-1 advantage over Wisconsin Rapids. That goal came at 16:31, even strength, when Braden Choda was able to get the goal with Jacob Alexander on the assist. And then through this point in the game, the Express really putting up the shots as they put up 11 in the frame with 10 being stopped by Deacon Shaw. As Freshwater, he has now officially stopped 18 of the shots that he has faced. So, with that, I'm gonna get a new sheet of ice or you get a game going. And we'll be back here in about 17 minutes here on Black Bear TV, Grand Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 FM, WIRI.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 WIRI is proudly brought to you by Rapids Transmission, Econ Electric Inc., Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
The Junkyard Bar & Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar & Grill, where it's always a good time.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. Rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure
Rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't over. Rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitudes. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young.
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I've been doing better. I hardly ever think of you. When you cross my mind, I start missing you like crazy. I try to numb the pain, but there ain't no damn way. I end up in that place, and I'm just one whiskey away. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve to show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. Hope you don't mind if I do. If I do, drink up the nerve and show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. Hope you don't mind if I do. Need you to pick me up when I'm covered in that goodbye dust. You're the only thing to get me through.
Well, I don't mind if you do. Drank a little too much to show up at my house. It'd be nice to hear the truth. Is it killing?
I can make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Unconditionally.
Johnson Rapids' home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
I've wasted a paycheck on whiskey and long necks ever since you left, trying to figure this out. This jack I've been drinking's been wasted on thinking. Now I got a new reason for throwing them down.
Center and USPHL Premier North Division action. Game two in this two-game set between the Eau Claire Express and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings in the Express. Boy, oh boy, they're really doing a number on the River Kings tonight, as they've got a 2-1 advantage on the scoreboard with 20 minutes of regulation to play. They have outshot the River Kings 27-19. As that's not something that has happened too much to Rapids this season, as I've kept an eye on some of the stats, and it's been impressive what they have done to the season. But what Northwest has been doing is equally as impressive, as they will be going from my right to the left as I see it, and Rapids going from my left to the right, and we are underway. So starting things out, a big hit right at the scorer's table, as point blank shot, as that goes over the goals. Deacon Shaw was ready for it, as Lundbohm wasn't able to light it up. So coming into the third period, Rapids kind of got the game taken to them in that second period. Our color analyst here, Liam O'Connor, from Rapids' perspective, what's got to happen? Because they, like I said, they kind of got the game taken to them in that second period.
I think the last 2 minutes of that third period, they found a lot of success being adding a lot of pressure into the deep offensive zone, where we haven't seen that much before in that game. There was, I think they were running three guys high at the blue line, and I think it was working a lot better when they started getting deep in the zone.
Now, the other side of it, after a faceoff, controlled by the Express, had to turn away a shot from the blue line as Taylor Ruffalo sends it up neutral ice, chasing it down as the Express, no icing, as Rapids gets a line change. If you're the Express, you just got to say, keep doing what you're doing, but at the same time, maybe play a little bit more defensive-minded, just keeping pucks away from freshwater.
Yeah, for sure.
A shot from the blue line from Olivier Buldick, turned away by the defensive shot. That bounces off the leg pads of freshwater. Comes back out towards the blue line. Shot in by Duchesne. Rapids still trying to hold the zone. Puck bouncing. Buldick sends it back down. No offsides. That's sent neutral ice. Duchesne up. Oh, Felix Allstrand. Crossed to Mikhail Ilian. Mikhail gliding in. Shot right in the glove. Turned away as it went in the glove. Bounced out in neutral ice. But collision with Ilian and Freshwater, they're both okay, patting each other on the back, said it's all right. Wasn't intentional. Puck goes bouncing away, and they got to reset the goal. That's something to keep an eye on throughout the rest of the night, as the ice situation in Rapids and the way that the pegs are, once they get pushed out, unless they change something, they have a tendency to pop out a little easier. So, okay, so they might have gotten new pegs. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to the rink manager, but we'll find out. We'll see for sure, as Rapids wins a faceoff to the blocker side of Freshwater. Sends in. He clovers it up. 18:25 left to go in the third period in regulation. And another with a 2-1 lead. Express over Rapids. A shot from the blue line by Duchesne. Flutters in. Pushed aside by Freshwater. Tied up along the far boards. Allstrand trying to race for it. There's a matching penalty late in the frame, as Tumbrink and Diamond both have matching penalties for roughing, so no Diamond or Tumbrink for a little bit. Ilian trying to get a loose puck sent in. He wasn't able to do it, as that kind of predicted. That Express defense really kind of packing it in when Rapids has it down low, as they are committing one or two guys to the crease area instead of just the typical one. Puck sent down the sheet of ice, played by Shaw, as now Diamond does come back on the sheet of ice. After that need to sit, Diamond has a puck near side, drop pass for Ilian. Ilian, pass behind the boards, behind the goal, right on the doorstep was Williams. He couldn't hit out midair. Missed opportunity for the River Kings. Puck sent out back towards the blue line where Higgins sends her back down. Diamond, high slot, skating in, shot, bounce, loose puck, still loose. Still loose as Higgins picks it up in the circle. Shot hits Thames right in front. That bounces back loose. Rapids had some chances. Couldn't do it as Skavich sends a shot in. Goes around the boards. Now picked up and covered up by Shaw as Fletcher Skavich doing a little pleasantries, pushing, talking. And officials get in there. No penalties being called. Saying get the heck away from each other, and cool heads prevail. 16:53 remaining in regulation. Express up 2-1. Saw a couple Express fans up here or down here from Spooner. Hopefully they have a safe trip back along with the team when that comes up here in a little bit. It's deer season, so gotta watch out for those critters. Rapids trying to break things out. Zeta chips the puck back down into the Rapids defensive end. Fletcher is chip it up. Ryan, he wasn't able to do that. Puck slides down where Duke will try to get to it. He tried to pick up the puck. Got to be careful there for goaltender interference as he almost ran into Freshwater. Heavy Alexander bringing the puck up after a line change for Rapids. Sends it around the boards. Sent up Birch for Bankikov. Trying to send it back down, and he does. Flows there. Skating around the boards. Down low. Trying to center it to no avail. Bouncing puck. And right up on top of the goal. Man, you're off by 1 or 2 inches. And that slides into the back of the net, pops up in the air, bounces up on the shelf, and boy, that was close. Sometimes the bounces don't go your way, and right there, it didn't go Rapids' way.
Yeah. Freshwater's still a little concerned about that collision with Duke behind the net, talking to the referee there.
Yeah, I think if it was a little harder, they would have had to call it.
Yeah.
I mean, by the letter of the rule, they should have called it because it happened. But we play on here, 15:40 to go. Express playing up into the zone. Shot wide off the glove of Shaw. 15 and a half to go in regulation. Express up 2-1. Fighting behind the goal. Next weekend, Rapids hits the road, goes to Michigan. Play the Fresh Coat Threes. I believe that's Holland, Michigan, if I remember reading right. There's offsides on the Express. Rapids gets to recover. Up ahead, Ruffalo. Trying to hit Korobenkov. Unable to hit the pass. As Gres tries to hit the puck and now touched up. Got to be played behind the goal by Freshwater. Ilian skates up. Sends puck back down around the boards. Line change for Rapids. 14:40 left to play. Diamond can't come up with the all-strand. And Duchesne pushed to the corner. Pucked up by Bullock. Chip up ahead. Into the netting. We get a whistle. 14:27 remaining in regulation. 2-1 score. Express over Rapids. Face off, glove side of Shaw. That's his left side. We approach the 9 o'clock hour here in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. Controlled by Rapids is trying to poke the puck past. I believe that was Daniel Olson, unable to do so. Gillian, a little bit of a collision. Now coming up is Zachary Holling. Puck pushed through the slot, nobody home. Ruffalo around the boards, Duchesne, Bullock up ahead. To Allstrand, who hits the boards up ahead. Tried to get to Ilian. who touched it up. No icing as the Express try to hold on to the puck and get the puck back out of their defensive zone. Send the puck back down, Rapids end. Eating up time as Buldick is able to send the puck back up neutral ice, but not hitting the passes. Rapids passes have been a little disjointed tonight as they haven't been as crisp as we've seen them through a few other games this season. Collision right in front of the Express bench. Got them all riled up. 13 and a half to go in regulation. Rapids trailing 2-1. Nice pass, cross ice. Tried to chip it in late, and then it's gloved up by Shaw. 13-20 left to go in regulation. Rapids trailing 2-1. They're getting to the point where they need something to happen. Still plenty of time, but they got to pick up the pace a little bit. By my estimation, of course. We'll see what happens over these next 13 minutes. Face off. Ryan up against Lumbo. Face off, sent back all the way around the boards. Sent all the way, Cazeta holds the zone. Sends it back around the boards. Fletcher there, stops, up to Williams. Williams lifts up, neutral ice. And that will be an icing the whole way. 13:02 remaining in regulation. Rapids trailing 2-1. Being outshot 30-24. They close that gap in a hurry, but now it's just being a little bit of disjointed play, which plays into the advantage of the Express. Every second that ticks off with that lead, that helps them out. Is game plan going exactly to how they would want it, I would assume? Face off to the glove side of Shaw, controlled by the Express, pinned down in the corner. Shot turned away by Shaw into the corner. Battling down low, Duke tried to pick off Pat, and he nearly does. He gets that back up to neutral ice, just can't corral it, as there will be an icing called against Rapids. 12:31 to go in regulation, trailing 2-1 to the Express. So as I was saying there, William, this game's being played really in the advantage of the Express. Is just disjointed, icing, disjointed. Every second that pops off, that's a win for the Express.
Yeah, just not quite enough defensive urgency from the Rapids and a lot of offensive urgency from the Express.
Has popped up into the netting. 12:26 to go in regulation. No change in score as Rapids gets a line change. As this has been a good, well-played game. Express just expressing their will at the moment. And through most of that second period, that's when the tide kind of changed over Rapids. Puck tied up in the corner where Alexander turns, tries to shoot off the mark. Byman muscled off the puck. Puck comes up neutral ice. Ruffalo, he can't hit the pass up to Korobenkov. Tumbrink dumps it back down where Byman is there, trying to turn up ahead to Ruffalo. Ruffalo to Korobenkov, breaking up in the zone, kicked back out by the Express. Rapids at times having a hard time even break it out at past half ice as defensive pressure is really being played well by the Express. 11:42 to go. Ruffalo brings it up into the zone. Gets around some defense. Nice passing as he sends it back out blue line. Bad pass as it comes back out neutral ice. Buldick, Chevy Alexander, and he could not handle that puck and set up the Express's near catastrophic situation. Allstrand now with a head of steam. He's on the short end of a 4-on-1. He just dumps it down as Rapids gets a line change. Buldick now with numbers there for Rapids, ties it up down low. Passing up, held in by Duchesne. He sends a fluttering shot. That's gloved up by Freshwater. 11:02 to go. Rapids trailing 2-1 here in Wisconsin Rapids. Express really looking for the split series, trying to steal 2 points in Wisconsin Rapids. Face off, blocker side, Freshwater, hauling, as there's a bouncing puck on a shot from the blue line by Duchesne. Turned away by Freshwater as that was a laser. Puck trying to be held in by Bolduc. He can't. Got to get back on sides. Ilian sends it around the boards. Diamond going to get it on the blue line. Blue line sent down by Diamond, back down low to Allstrand. He gets taken down, and there will be a penalty called up against the Express. Delayed as Ilian skates around, trying to get an extra attacker. He skates around the boards. Duke is out there as the extra attacker. Diamond out to the point. Duchesne sent down low. Allstrand. Referee's arm still in the air. Ilian sent it back around. It's going to be touched up now by Calzada as there will be a hold against Northwest. Number 23, Leo Riani. For a hold, I believe that would be the call. As we are 9:49, time of it, of the penalty. Second power play opportunity for Rapids in the game. They are 1-for-1. We'll see what they do on the second one. As for 2 minutes, Rapids on the power play.
Same unit out there that scored the first Rapids goal, hoping to capitalize on their second power play opportunity of the night.
Well, first opportunity there, the Express are able to send it down. As Rapids, just a very clean game compared to last night, I can tell you that. As there was one matching penalty, one penalty called in the second period, but it was matching, so I guess you could say two. But they still played 5-on-5. First penalty, a third period. Ilian brings it up, drop pass, Diamond. That was a beautiful pass, by the way. Back behind the goal, Allstrand towards the blue line, back down to Diamond. Very aggressive forecheck, slop down. That's Ilian behind the goal. Right in the slot, looking for a goal. Allstrand shot, rebound through the crease, and it's no goal. No goal as it's still bouncing around. As now they blow a whistle as the net is off the line, and there is two Express players in the back of the goal. As that was close, puck bouncing in the crease, couldn't get it through. Got a whistle. 9:23 remaining in regulation. 1:11 left to go. On the skater advantage for Rapids, is officials are talking about something, so we'll see what that is. Good opportunity there.
Yeah, so some excellent puck movement on that first minute of the power play, especially from Ilian and Diamond, I think. A lot of nice plays to each other. Again, they just know where each other is, where they need to be. That's what makes this power play so successful.
Now they're talking to the bench of the Express, just wondering what the conversation would be. In that situation, you have two players from the same team in the back of the net. I mean, what are the exact rules as a goalie yourself? What are the exact rules with the people being in the crease, yourself, and the puck?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. It must have been something with the net being knocked off.
That's a delay of game. You knock the net off to avoid a potential scoring situation. I know that's delay a game. I've seen that. I'm not accusing the Express by any means of doing that, but I just thought it was weird. Two of their players ended up in the back of the net with the puck away from the scene. So I don't know if it was, as far as I know, you can only have one guy in the crease, but what do I know? We'll play on, face off to the glove side of Freshwater. Rapids wins it. Shot Korobenkov turned away by the defense in front. Puck bounces up into the net. Just another whistle. 1:02 remaining in the skater advantage for Rapids. 9:13 to go in regulation. Faceoff going to be to the blocker side of Freshwater again. There's Diamond up against Jacob Alexander. Playing around the backside. Diamond with it. Looking for a passing lane. Down low. To Bolduc. Back around, and it's cleared by the Express. Under 9 to go. 45 seconds to go. You got to think Rapids maybe has two more good opportunities at trying to drive this puck down deep. Aggressive forecheck. Alexander and Birch playing down deep as Ilian. Bolduc brings it up. Pass around. Underhill. Bullock can't hold on to the pass as that goes all the way down. 23 seconds to go, so you got to figure this might be the last opportunity on this power play for Rapids. Ilian skating through neutral ice, trying to bring it up, sends it around the boards. That's stopped by Freshwater. He sends it back around. Rapids not able to hold it, and that's 5 seconds left on the power play. And the Express, they withstand that opportunity from Rapids as